Proclamation number 4092 of 27th of July, 1947. Exemplary life of love of God's servants on earth. In times of the most blatant lack of love, people must be particularly influenced by an exemplary life of love so that they recognize their faults and weaknesses, so that they take it as an example when their neighbor approaches them with a request. No human being is spared suffering and hardship. Everyone will be dependent on the help of others, and then everyone should also prove himself. The will to love in him should be stimulated and come into effect. A good example can bring more blessings than just words of instruction. A good example often wins over a hard heart. And you, who voluntarily work for me, you know about the effect of a life of love. You have become receivers of strength and light and can therefore be active in love in an earthly and spiritual way. You can give at any time, even though spiritual gifts are not valued as much by fellow human beings who do not live in love themselves. Yet the distribution of earthly goods, help in daily life, is also particularly significant in your work for my kingdom. For where you distribute such, you will also find open hearts for the spiritual gifts and awaken reciprocal love. The great lack of love can only be controlled in such a way that my own are recognizable through their work of love, that they obviously step out of the framework of the general public, that their way of life stimulates fellow human beings to think and to imitate them. For love is a power which never remains ineffective. My emanation of power comes to light in the working of love, and thus I myself work where love is practiced, and where I work, success can never fail to materialize. The awakening of the slightest degree of reciprocal love is already a success which cannot be valued highly enough, for then the human being already unites with me and, through the smallest work of love, extricates himself of my adversary, whose sharpest counterweapon is love. He cannot withstand love, and continued working in love completely drives him away. If a person now begins to change, if he gives up unkindness and endeavors to do the smallest of labors of love, he will noticeably feel the release from the power to which he has been in bondage until then. If he pays attention to this and continues on the path of love, he will also feel freer and drawn towards God. He will then unconsciously strive towards me. For the knowledge of his beginning and his destiny will not yet earn him the feeling of God's presence, but loving activity lets him sense what was previously hidden from him, and therefore it is extremely important to kindle the spark of love in the fellow human being so that he himself feels the feeling of God connectedness within himself and seeks to increase it. And if he does not do so on his own accord, it should be demonstrated to him by good example. And if his heart is not yet completely hardened, an act of love shown to him will not remain without effect, and then one more soul will be won for my kingdom, which otherwise would inevitably be lost forever. Amen.